Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. It's almost time, y'all. Oh. I'm chilling it tonight. That's that beat. That's what I'm talking about. It's about to go down. I'm feeling it tonight, man. Y'all ready? Yeah, this is about to be a classic. Let it be known. Let it be known. This is about to go down like bad stock. You know how we do up in here. It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. And you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Let's go on and get with it, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend. Be sure to spell was with the Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who might be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, it goes down, folks, all the way down like bad stock. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, the chatters, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out tonight, it won't be any different. Give it up, folks. We're wrapping up the back end of Black History Month. Today is Tuesday, February the 28th, 2012. And I'm excited. This has been an awesome month. It's been a very long month. It's been a very tiring month. You know, we've lost some great people in our lives. We've had some great success stories. But overall, this is just, 2012, if you claim this to be your year, don't stop now. I understand it's been rough. I know it's been tough. But if you just stay strong and stay prayerful, understand that God is going to see you through. We got plenty more months to go. And February's not even over. We got one extra day to make things happen. So keep in mind, folks, we got a leap year, we got Olympics, we got some good stuff going on, 2012, so just be ready. Tonight, it's being sponsored in part by One World Unlimited, folks. One vision, one goal, to increase you and make it happen. You best believe it. If you need to follow us online, folks, you can check us out at the website, www.howwasyourweekend.com, spelled was with a Z. Also follow us on Facebook, How Was Your Weekend page. You can see me at my website at andybrownspeaks.com and also follow on twitter.com/HWYweekend as well. So let's get with it. Last week, we had a great show. You know, the ladies did their thing. They came in and represented. Big shout out to Mama Michelle, to Nikki the PR Diva, and to a fantastic lady, Nicole, who's doing her thing as well here. She's representing and standing strong. And the topic last week was pillow talk. She, me, and my career. Folks, if you missed that, go ahead and hit that link and go back and check it out at blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Check out the topic pillow talk, she, me, and my career. Listen to that show in its entirety or just kind of listen throughout and see what parts you got from it. It was hysterical. I mean, the ladies came and did their thing. And tonight, we're going to hear from the men and the women on the real. Now, I know this subject has touched a nerve. We've seen it on Facebook. You may have gotten the tweets and the texts and the phone call. Y'all better check this out. I can't believe he's going there. Oh, my goodness. They don't want me to say nothing. well, whatever, this might be your night to go ahead and get it off your chest. Because it happens, folks. You get relationships, you get in situations where it kind of goes back and forth and you're kind of with your significant other. You've got to the point where you laid down and you were staring at things that were yet to come, pun intended. And then life was created. You brought a child into this world. Now, whether you meant to or not, whether he just didn't pull out, whether she just didn't let go, whether you're married or not, somebody else is in this world now. And that's a responsibility. So, when there's responsibility, there are finances to support that responsibility. Child support. Who's going to take care of the baby? Are we going to do this together? Is he going to leave me to do this by myself? It's my baby. I made it, so I'm going to take care of it. I want the best for my child. What's going to happen? Because things tend to get out of hand after a while. The courts get involved. Can get nasty. Sometimes we make the decisions on our own to keep other people out of our lives. But it gets really tricky and it gets really nasty. So we need to really find out tonight, with that child support, who gets the benefit? Daddy, mama, the baby, everybody, not everybody, but it should be. So we want the men to chime in and get with it. I got my man, 50 Graham. Grambling State University's own is on the line right now. Stepping strong in Kansas City. You may have seen him on the football field with the Kansas City Chiefs or the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he's on the online happy hour tonight, letting it loose with the cannons. And the ladies are going to go ahead and get their spiel. So welcome to the online happy. My man, 50 Grand, big dog himself, big nasty Tracy Green. Big Tracy, what's happening?
What it do, fam? What it do, man? It's always good. It's always a pleasure, brother. How it is?
Man, it's going down, bro. You know this is a hot topic.
It's more than a damn hot topic. It's a lie. It's bullshit. It is what it is, man. It's a racket. Because first off top, before I even get into it, I'm going to throw this little fact out of here. I pay every, but checks don't get sent but once a month. Now, let me ask you about this money I'm paying every week. Is it just sitting in an account? Or is it being... Is it interest being made off of it before mama or if a woman pays before daddy gets it? The fucking state making the money, player. That's just what it is.
So the government got their hand in your money, and then they decide to pass it on to your family.
Okay. Anytime when it comes to money, when the government ain't got their damn hand in it?
When you're not in the states. But I feel you on that.
they trying to get their hand on that too, bro. I hear some money last week, and I went back to get it, but the 2% was gone.
So let me ask you this, bro. I mean, you're paying child support. Do you think it's necessary to have a set amount to pay and say, this is how much my child is worth because I'm not with him?
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. Because there's a lot of deadbeat dads, a lot of deadbeat mothers out there, and that rule is actually for them. But guess who gets caught in the whole scuffle? We get caught. Those fathers that's doing this, the mothers that's doing this, the ones that say, hey, you need some this week? No, I'm going to get you some Pampers, some formula, maybe some shoes, a couple of outfits, a couple of little barrettes for the head. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on and take care of this doctor's appointment, all that. Those fathers, those mothers are the ones that get caught up. Because those are the ones that's got to go to court and listen to a prosecutor tell them, well, just because you're not in the home with the child, we're still going to base what we give them off of an income with you and the mother if you were in home with the child. Well, motherfucker, I was never in home with that child.
Right.
Well, if you want my child to live like me, then let my child live with me. Oh, no, that's a family court issue. We don't handle that. But because federal laws say that we can do this, we will. I had to sit in court twice and listen to that shit.
Wow.
The thing is, it starts off more often than from a vindictive state, from them damn ill hustling, jaw jacking ass, can't get nobody, can't keep nobody, miserable ass fucking girlfriends or homeboys. girl, you know that dude doing this, or hey, dog, man, you know, she make that paper, nigga, you ought to go on and get her. You know, that's where it starts from. Enough of that in the ear, person's going to start to think, well, you know what, I'm sitting here struggling. I paid my car note last week. I know he came through and took care of little shorty, but I can get this on a monthly basis without no argument. Here's the thing. A lot of people that do that, man, they end up screwing themselves. Because the cat is going to come through and drop $800-$900 a month, no matter what his hustle is, no matter what he does to get his change. Now you want to bring the system into it. Okay, fine. We're going to go off of what he makes legally, what he's taxed on. Well, this cat might be working at McDonald's, might be rolling in a brand new Benz, but he working at McDonald's. Now you're getting, what, $75 a month, but he was dropping off damn near $1,000. Now you done screwed yourself. On the other hand, here's a cat that's got, let me tell you something, man. You from Missouri, and I think you remember this story of a cat that owed child support, didn't have a job. The brother had a fishing license, a driver's license, and he had season tickets to the Chiefs.
And they snatched
them. Do you know that Jackson County took them damn tickets and auctioned them off, took his suspended his driver's license, and took his fishing license? Now, the hook to that is he can't go and enjoy himself and watch the game to get a little relief. He can't feed his damn self because he can't fish. And he can't drive to work because he ain't got no damn license.
That's crazy, dog. Because you tear them down because they missed a payment or two or three or, you know, but they may have made time to call and said, hey, son, daughter, how you doing?
Well, see, when it comes to the states don't care about that. You find a government that don't work on money, I'll find a government. I mean, when you find a government that doesn't operate in a financial world, we'll find a government that ain't nothing but a lot of fucking and a lot of lying. That's just what it is, man.
Y'all hearing it tonight, folks. We're talking about child support being real. Who gets the benefit? My man Tracy Green has stepped in to chime in. Folks, if you want to call in and say your piece, speak your mind on this topic, the call-in number tonight is 646-727-3279. And we're going to just go ahead and keep the party going and let the people know. We're talking about the court system sometimes making that decision. Now, they don't even know your situation. They weren't there when the child was conceived. They don't know your relationship. So how dare they come in and say that this is how you're going to take care of your child? Is it fair? I don't know. You know, I doubt it wouldn't be fair to me. Because you don't know my situation. You don't know how we doing this here. Me, myself, personally, I have a child. I don't pay child support. Not like that. There's no set amount to say, this is how much I'm going to give you to take care of my child. Because some things may come up that may be more than $350 a month.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. Whoa. Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
Did I hear you just say you got a kid and you don't pay child support?
No.
It's like that when I see you.
No. I'm going to tell you what happens. This is what I do. What do y'all need? What you got? Okay, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm looking. Because in a real life situation, let's just suppose I'm there, and I ain't got $400. Am I still stuck out? Do I still gotta pay? You know, regardless of what the situation may be, I still gotta take care of my child. So I'm not gonna be set on this amount of money to say this is how much I'm gonna get you. You know what? I'm short this month, but in June, you know what is this? What is this? February? Still February. Good Lord. But in March, if you can hold out just a little bit longer. Give me a second to put some things together in motion. Let me go ahead and send a little bit more next month. Or what are you know what, I'm saving to get this form because I know you're going to need these school fees. Can you tighten up your stroke just a little bit? Help me out just a little bit on the back end. That's a little bit of a teamwork effort. Ain't nobody in a black robe telling me that, no, that's not right. I can't do it. I even tried to put myself on child support. You know what? You know, it's a little tight on me. If I can't make the payment, then, you know, you can do like everybody else and send me to jail. Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that if I don't pay you this money, or if you don't pay them that money, then I'm going to send you to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200, nor pay it, but go to jail so you can be a little bit further more behind. Not be able to catch up. Men got to get out. Are you serious?
Andy, look at it. Look at it, though. Listen to what you just said. If I send you to jail because you're not caught up on your child support, okay, now, the months or even a year or two or whatever you may spend in jail, you're going in the hole, of course. But guess who's reaping the benefits? The state, because they got free labor, cheap labor off your ass. You dig what I'm saying? Child support was never set up for its true intention to make sure a child has. It was never set up for that. Child support was set up to propagate financial gain, brother. Understand that. I mean, I pay mine. I've been paying mine for the better part of damn near 18 years. I've seen checks cut in half. I worked for a year and a half with a homeboy who every damn 2 weeks when we got paid, he would take my check, take me directly to the bank, and deposit it for me. This was before all that damn direct depositing shit, because the brother got tired of me crying every time I opened up my check. I'm like, well, shit, Uncle Sam got his, they got half of the rest. Yeah, I was a brother out here with no insurance, eating ramen noodles, and I had a good job, brother, still got a good job. But when they decide, well, you know, here's my situation, and it goes for a lot of people. You go in there, they sit out, and they figure out what you're going to pay. This is how Louisiana does it. Well, we're going to take what she makes, take what you make, put it together, come up with a figure on what your child, what basically will be spent on your child in the house. The just up part is, say I make $30 an hour, she make $30 an hour. Okay, I'm ripped in the ass as far as paying child support. Say I make that $30 an hour, and she don't work. The amount I pay is going to be lower. Because then they look at it, well, you know, he's got to take care of the whole home. Because this is how they look at it, brother. So if she ain't working, I don't pay a lot. But if she working and make more than me, nigga, I'm paying out the wazoo. And that's the way it's set up, dog. It's jacked up. But see, the same thing, the same principle is jacked up minds. Because you got a lot of females out here. Am I hating on the ladies? No, I'm just telling the damn truth. You can get mad at me, kiss my ass, play with it. I don't care. Bottom line, you got a lot of women that have kids. Soon as them kids turn 17, they start working on another baby. You know why? Because the system got them fucked up. They got their minds force-fed where you always got to have help. So they have another baby, and it ain't for child support. It's for that damn government aid. You know, the fucking housing, the damn food stamps, the fucking supposedly free-ass medical. Now, I ain't never went down to slow health myself, but I ain't trying to go down there either. It's just like going to Truman. Whatever, unless you got a bullet wound, you might get your suspect. So when you got that mind, you know, when I was on your show a month or so back, when Phil spoke on it, she was telling the truth. It's just another form of slavery. Too bad it's hit not just the ones you intended to be in pocket. It hit the ones that you thought was never going to be in pocket. And that's just what it is. I mean, I've gotten to the point where child support don't bother me, brother. It's a notch that's coming out my check. And I was fortunate enough, once we got through the young age of 21, 22, 23, all the bullshit, the back and forth arguing with one another, we got down to brass tacks. You know, I was fortunate enough to have two baby's mamas that were sharp. They were cool. They still cool, because my kids don't want for shit. My son, eating good, growing good. My daughter, eating good, growing good. As a matter of fact, my son just graduating this year, man. He's going to Langston on a full ride, so yeah. I had to throw that on out there, you know. But what I'm saying, man, his mother did her part and still doing her part. My daughter's mother, she's doing her part and still doing her part. But when it comes to that third party that wants to dip into you guys' business because of something that Unfortunately, you weren't adult enough to understand, decide, and work out. That's when things get really crazy. That's when the domestic violence comes in. That's when the damn fuck you, I don't give a damn. And then, you know, ultimately who suffers is the child. You know, okay, fine, I give you $800-$900 a month. If your car note's short, if you need a little bit because, oh, well, damn, you were sick and you missed. Now you done took that money I gave you, and you didn't apply it towards yourself. Now my baby's looking silly because he thought he was going to get some new shoes, or she thought she was going to get a new outfit. Oh, well, you're going to have to wait. And then you know what? More often than not, here come the motherfucking bullshit lies. Oh, well, your daddy didn't do shit this month. Oh, well, your daddy didn't do that this month. You know, and that's just, I personally didn't have to experience that, man. Short of the damn financial deal with the courts, I didn't have to deal with back-talking bad fucking-ass mamas that talk bad about me to my kids. I didn't have to deal with that. And I feel sorry for any brother that does, any woman that does. I feel sorry for them, man. But
wow.
This child support shit, I know only so well. You know, there's a lot of things that I wish I had, a lot of things that I still want. But I tell you what, child support teaches you how to really live within your means.
Y'all better understand it. This is real talk tonight, folks. Child support, who gets the benefit? You hear from the fathers, the men that go chime in. Ladies, I don't think we can do it up in here. This is what goes down up on the online happy hour. 646-727-3279. I've got the lovely Nicole who wants to chime in and speak up on the ladies' behalf, and we're going to see where this conversation makes it tonight. Nicole, are you there?
I am. Ready and willing.
Mm-hmm. You heard Tracy speak on it.
I did.
Now,
I did.
Talk to us a little bit.
For the most part, I mean, I feel for him as a man, but as a woman who has four kids, and I'm not proudly saying that I have three different fathers of my children, but hell, shit happens, life happens, and that's where
okay.
I'm at. But for the most part, for my first child, father didn't want to be involved, never chose to be involved. Child support initially got into the case because we couldn't come to an agreement. I was more than willing to come to an agreement. Give me the diapers. Give me the milk. Give me anything that I can't compensate for myself because I'm a struggling college student trying to make it. I'm trying to graduate. You not giving your time like I am. I got to give up my time. I got to go to Girl Scout meetings. I have to go to modeling agencies because this child wants to be involved in that. Everything she wants to be involved in, I'm taking my time. It's not just my money. It's my time. And let's go to my other girl's father. Yeah, we lived together. We were about to get married. We had a house. We had a pool. We had a picket fence. It wasn't exactly white, but we had it. And when he left, I was responsible for three children now. The only saving grace that I had is my oldest daughter's family. This dude's father, who took on the responsibility that he refused to take on, they took it on. So I was good. And my girl's father was like, yeah, I will pay child support because I know I'm out of the household. I know what type of mother you are. I know what you do for my children. I know what type of woman you are. I'll give you this money every month. And then comes on my son. That dude is like, I came to him and I said, hey, this is my responsibility. This is all that I have. This is what I make. Hey, I'm going to allow you to pay this month, this much every single month. I gave dude 3 months. He did not do it. I came to him with that. He did not do it. So there are some women out there who are out for the man, and it is all about the child. Because one thing I don't think men recognize is that I got to have a bigger apartment for your children, so I'm paying more rent. I got to have a bigger car. I got to pay for more gas because of your children. I got to buy more clothes. And then I have three girls. I got to buy hair accessories. I got to buy feminine products for your child. Yeah, you living well. You going out every weekend. You buying new clothes. Guess who's not? your child, and me. I don't get to look fly on the weekends. When I want to go out, guess what I got to do? I gotta pay for a babysitter. Nigga, you go out when you feel like it. I got to call every Sarah, Jane, and Mary to ask, beg, plead, can I get my groove on tonight? Can I get a full night of night screaming, hair blowing, sex tonight in my bedroom? No, because my kid's in the other room. But you don't have that problem. You can fuck whoever, whenever, however you want without interrupting your child's life. I have to interrupt my life for that. I don't have that option. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not hearing that you want to go out and kick it.
I want to go out and kick it every weekend. But you know why I can't?
We'll save up for it.
Because my baby wants to be with me, or I can't find the person on this God's green earth who don't want to go out themselves.
You know what? You saying your baby's going to be with you?
My children. So I'm saying every other weekend, how about I go out the first weekend, your daddy go out the next weekend, I get the third weekend, he get the fourth weekend.
And it's not working like that, why?
Huh?
Nicole,
yes,
where's the time spent with the baby now? I'm trying
That's
to see.
That's every day. That is every single day. I have to sit down and have dinner. And let's talk about birth. I'm changing these diapers. I got to take 6 weeks off of work to care for this child because this child done ruined my body. So
Whoa, Andy, can I get this one, bro?
Absolutely. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Nicole, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand your frustration. Truly,
uh-huh.
I do. Now,
yes.
As far as him going out, as far as him being able to get nice clothes or maybe even a fly ride, not your damn business. Okay?
It's not your business.
It is if he ain't doing his every other weekend. It is.
Excuse me.
Yes.
He's not doing his every other weekend. Now, being that does he pay child support? Has he been ordered to pay child support?
No. No, because we tried this before child support was even enforced. We sat down, wrote down a contract together. You get our child every other weekend.
Was it notarized?
I get to
was
go
it notarized?
Out.
Was it done?
Oh.
Was it done in legally? As, was it
no,
done as
it
a legal
not
document?
That. No, this was a mutual agreement, which keeps out the lawyers. Child support order, all of that stuff. I wanted to keep all of that out. I'm not that type of person. I don't do that.
Wait a minute. It's not about being that type of person. You are a mother, right?
I am, and I want
my
time.
See, if you listen to what I said earlier.
I do, but I try to do this mutually, and most women don't. You don't have
to. No, you're not hearing me. Nicole, you're not hearing me. What I'm saying to you is, you a mother. When I said child support was put out there, it's for those who will not do.
That's true.
It's not for those that, we got an agreement and it's like this and child support, no, fuck that. No, if you and this man got an agreement and he's not buying by the agreement, that's what child support is for. It ain't like small class court where hope a will. No, child support is just for that. So don't get on and say, well, I'm grieved. I got to grieve because he wanted it. We set out and, no, listen to me, lady. Understand how child support works.
Right.
It ain't about really being his friend. It's about understanding he's the father to your kids, and that's just what it is. Now, if he get mad, because if you're talking to a father that pays child support, if he get mad because now he got to pay because he fucking reneged on a goddamn deal, that's too fucking bad. And tell the pussy I said it. My name is Tracy Green. I live in Kansas City. Tell him I fucking said it.
Okay.
But bottom line, lady, you can't be upset because why he get to go kick it, and you got to be at home with the kids. When you still at the home with the kids, y'all had an agreement that he broke,
and you're still complaining about it when I guarantee you if you walk 3 feet out your door, there's somebody that works for the fucking county. There's somebody that can drive you to the county. There's somebody
okay.
that delivers mails from the county.
I mean, but
it's
even
right
when it's support,
there.
Even when it's in
and
order.
And with four kids, why the hell you ain't on child support? Why you ain't getting
yes,
child support?
But the thing about it is, even when the support order is, when it's in place, dudes always think about, I'm paying my money. But they don't think about the time that you are
okay.
supposed to give into that. Where
okay.
is the time?
We didn't talk about custody. We ain't talking about custody tonight. We're talking about child support. And one more question I got to ask you.
But we're also saying I'm paying for my time because, dude,
okay.
according to the child support order, you're supposed to have these kids every other weekend. So,
Do you have him on child support or you don't have him on child support?
I told you. I tried to give him the chance. I gave him a rope. He hung himself. So,
do
yes,
you have
I
him on child support?
Yes,
support.
I do.
Right?
I have him on child support now. Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay.
By him being on child support, he's obligated to pick these children up every other weekend. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes.
So what
yes.
does what happens if he does for whatever reason?
If he doesn't pick them up, he just does not pick them up.
Whoa. Let me stop you right there, Nicole. That's not a child support agreement. Trust me, that is not child support.
As far as I know, brother, no judge.
Will handle unless you two were married.
It's not custody.
I don't see you going.
It's visitation.
Huh?
It's not custody, baby. It's visitation.
Mean to tell me that they did a visitation order at the same time they did child support in the same courtroom? That's what you're telling me?
Exactly. It's typed up in the same order.
Where the hell you live at?
And the visitation. I live in Texas.
Hold on, wait a minute. Generally, I would say this would be a time to calm down in a sense, just because we need to feel better, live better, and sleep better. HowIsYourWellness.com brings you these different products by Nectar to keep your mind, body, and spirit enlightened and relaxed. So also check out the website, HowIsYourWellness.com, and look up some of the products, especially the sleep product that's called Nectar Calm, to help you calm down in such cases like this. This is what we're doing, folks, on the online happy hour. My man Tracy Green is chimed in from Kansas City. The lovely Nicole is chimed in. It's time to – I got to go back to the phone lines because, you know, right now I'm looking at it. The lines are hot as fist grease right now. And I got to put them on.
I got to put it up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to bring it back to the men just one second. My man Big Husky is here in Dallas, Texas. Wants to chime in and say something. 646-727-3279. Y'all better text, call somebody, hit them on Facebook and tell them where they need to be right now on their phone line or in the chat room with us at blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Spell was with a Z, and go for broke in the chat room if you can't get off on the line right now. Let's go ahead and get with it. So, is Big Husky ready? Big Husky, where you at, boy?
He's not ready. Big Up ain't ready.
He not ready?
That's okay. I'll take his spot.
You know why? Because Tracy didn't let me speak. And that ain't right. I let him talk.
Okay, well, I'll let him get it all out.
But my thing is, our time is money as well. So when we take away from our day-to-day life to take care of our children wholeheartedly, 100%, and the dude feels like, oh, I'm giving a check is not the complete part of it. That's just an order. But why don't you want to be involved in your child's life? Why don't you want this woman as raising your child? Damn, this lady needs a break. Let's give this woman a break.
Let me ask
I get
you
to do what
Nicole.
I do Why can't she get? I respect this woman. She takes care of my children. I want her to have mind, body, and soul. I want her to be well minded. I want her to have mental stability. Let me tell
now, stop
child
right
every
let me,
now
let me,
and then.
Let me slow you down just a touch, because
okay.
Suppose that this child is a boy. Okay, are you still going to
okay,
lead off and say I want her to have? I want her to do this, because what it sounds like, and it's just, I could be tripping on my end of the phone, it sounds like you want him to be more dedicated to you when it should
no.
be about
no.
his
child. No, I want him to be more dedicated to his child. When there's events at the school, when there's ballet, when we have Girl Scouts meetings, no, when a father shows up, that man is looked at as a hero. But when we show up, we're looked at as, yeah, you better have your ass here. So why do y'all get accolades for things you
do? Whoa, Nicole. No one
yes,
gets,
sir.
Listen to me, lady. No one gets accolades.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I want to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not to a point, you and this is just what God loves, and I'm talking to you as a man, as if you
okay.
were my sister, as if you were my daughter, or anyone.
Of course.
You need to get, if you're not there, if you're not almost there, get yourself to a point where your understanding is your mother, you have children to raise,
mm-hmm.
and you have to do what you got to do. Ain't no use in being upset about it. Ain't no use in complaining about it. I'm not saying you're complaining right now, because this is an opinionated show. That's what it's for, opinion,
exactly.
understand it, and some facts. But what I'm
right.
telling you is you got to look at it as, you missing out, bruh. You missing
I
out,
do.
Bruh.
No,
listen
I
to me, lady. Listen
okay.
to me.
Okay.
What I'm saying to you is a child feeds
mm-hmm.
on the parents, the adults
exactly.
around
I'm
them.
Exactly. I'm wholeheartedly free.
Because I can hear frustration that goes further than this phone line. I can hear passion that goes further than this phone line. So what I'm telling you, it's about you and your kids. Daddy don't want to kick in. Daddy's going to miss out in the long run. You can only go so far. You can only go. You can only talk so much to you blue in the face to this man about, hey, you missing out. I can speak on it because that was a time.
Can I share a conversation with you I just had with a female friend? Can I share that?
Go ahead.
You gonna do it.
Old girl was like, hey, dude, don't do this. Dude, don't do that. I'm pissed off about this. I'm pissed off about that. And I was like, baby girl, please listen to me. You cannot make a man want to be a father if he pays some sort of child support. We don't have to give him accolades, but you be appreciative of that, because you don't have to have that. Now, when he's $40 short, don't bitch and moan about it. You got $700 extra this month. You already taking care of your child. Now, if it's upsetting to your child to talk to him because he doesn't call very often, and if it's upsetting to you, just cut off that interaction until he's ready. Now, she got on me. She was like, no, daddy's supposed to do this. He's supposed to want to do this. But I am an extreme believer. And a lot of women get pissed off at me, but I do believe you cannot make a man want to be a father. And I never thought in my life, never.
Now, check this out. You're right about that. That is a choice. So,
mm-hmm.
Tracy, we can't let her, you know, hold it down for the ladies by herself. Because, it,
right.
you know, some curving irons done got heated. The ladies done got warm. They're ready to chime in. 646.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
79. It's about to go down like bad stocks.
Are you ready?
If you are going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area,
always.
I would want you to definitely check us out. We're going to be at Neo's Bar and Grill. That's 1101 Oak Grove Road in Funkytown, Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to be doing the happy hour and roundtable party this coming, well, actually next Friday, March the 9th. So 3-9, get ready. It's about to go down. And, you know, we're going to be discussing the book. Second place women who come in first. It's going to be a little R&B, a little neo-soul, a little jazz, a little blues, some of Drake, and a little comedy action. So keep in mind, I got to bring somebody on the line that's going to help us out with a little showcase doing her thing, but she's going to keep it 100 and keep it real right now. Miss Anastasia the Bold is chiming in here on the Online Happy Hour. Anastasia, what's going on?
Oh, hell.
Oh, wow. Oh, damn.
Did we lose her?
We lost Anastasia. She'll be back.
Well, maybe her and Big Musky together. Big Husky together.
You gotta get Big Husky back. Big Husky
gotta
come on back.
Tracy, you have issues.
Hey, I ain't got no issues. I'm ready. Don't call in if you ain't ready.
I'm ready too, so I know how that feels.
Okay, well, since you're ready, let me ask you this question until we get Miss Anastasia back on the line. I'm trying to understand something that you mentioned earlier, Nicole. We mentioned, you know, putting in time. So
yes,
would you think it would be, which do you think is more beneficial when it comes to the child support? Is it the time or the money?
It is 100 absolute, ridiculously to the extreme, the time. If a man showed up every single week to every single program, you know, I would make a way, because I already have to pay my rent. I got to pay my car note. I have to have a car. I don't have to have as large as an apartment. I don't have to have an SUV because I don't have all these damn kids in my car. But I have to hold these things down. But if a man shows up and makes my baby happy and does the best that they can, then it's not all about the money. And I can say that because from my first child, I only got child support from 19 years, 2 years, at $150 a month. So it's not about the money. I never made that dude pay. He didn't show his time either, but his family showed up, and they showed up 100% for my daughter. So I never pursued child support on him because she has family support from his family. It's about the time. Now, if he would have showed up and been there every day, I had a good job, and I only had one child. That made a huge difference. She was my only child. So, yeah, I could buy my house. I did buy my house. I could do everything that I did with this one child. It worked for me. And I was like, I'm not going to pursue him because I can't make him be a father. I can't make him care. I can't make him want to be interested in the wonderful things that his daughter is doing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
You know,
well, you got that.
I got that. But then you throw in two more kids. It becomes a little harder.
Well, it sounds like Bob should have been in motion, huh?
Okay, but Bob was in motion. Bob paid his child support. But
Bob don't make babies.
Bob didn't show up to all of the events, to all of this stuff. So I'm spreading my time between two of Bob's kids. Because
wow, you got a baby daddy named Bob, because I wasn't talking about Bob.
No, actually. That ain't his name.
Bob didn't show up.
Give him Bob. I'm going to give him Bob.
All I'm saying is, you're talking about you was good at one, then you should have got Bob. You wouldn't have had no more.
I wanted more children. Damn, I had my child at 19. When I was 29, I wanted more children. I definitely.
Okay, I had two at 21. What's your point?
I wanted more children. But baby daddy number two paid his child support.
Well, kudos to him. Kudos to him. But here's the thing.
It's not kudos to him because he didn't show up to all the shit that
I had to understand where I'm going with this. It's not about paying. Listen to me, lady. It's not about paying. So does a brother get accolades because he pays? Or does a brother get accolades because he coming through and dropping off some change and some shit like that? Any MF that pays child support and that's all he does, you ain't getting no accolades. First off,
They think they should.
You don't get in the courtroom much, do you?
I've only been for mediation. I'm sorry. I didn't go to court.
Okay.
I only went for mediation.
Tight.
We agreed on an amount, and he paid it. So we were good right
okay.
there.
We got a breakthrough. And Big Cassie
okay.
is ready to do his thing. You know, the lines are
okay.
over.
Okay.
We got to take up
Husky.
The side of the floor.
That ain't fair. Okay, Husky, let's go, baby.
Big Husky,
what's
happening, man?
What's up, Andy?
What's happening,
Andy,
my man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I feel a little bit different about child support than a lot of people do.
Okay.
I believe child support is good.
Okay.
But let me just be honest, baby mamas, a lot of them ain't about crap either. Let's not just say brother. You know, a lot of y'all be lying, tell the brother he ain't the baby daddy. 5, 10 years from there, and then you want to say he is the baby daddy. Now you want to pay child support for a child you told him wasn't even yours. You know.
That's wrong.
And y'all good for that. Y'all good for that. Let you get mad at us, y'all say the baby ain't ours. And that started in our mind. I'm just being honest. I mean, it's wrong to not take care of your child. I'm not saying, you know, don't take care of your child, but I'm saying it. When you put those thoughts into a dude's mind, especially if you've been sleeping around, you know, we think about stuff like that. You know, just like y'all think about us doing stupid stuff. Not to mention the fact that I know I pay child support, and they take 57% of my check. So,
Wait a minute.
Did you say 57? Yeah. I got kids in Texas. You don't understand. I got kids in Texas. Texas take a lot of money.
Okay,
and
how many kids, though?
But hold up.
How many
kids? I don't even care about the 57%. They're my kids. I made them. I got in. I laid between the legs. I got in. But 57% of the check, then y'all want to call a brother to ask for extra money. I'm like, no. You get 57%. You can't have no more. I have it too.
Can I ask how many kids, please?
No, I'm not finished talking. Let me finish talking first, Nicole.
Okay,
I didn't see you talk for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me finish talking.
Sorry.
They take 57%, but I don't complain about that. I'm a dad. That's what I'm supposed to do. It ain't about the credit. We supposed to do that.
How many kids you got, bro?
It ain't never been about the credit. That's what you're supposed to do as a dad. That's what you're supposed to do as a mama, spend all that time to go get hair done. You shouldn't have had him if you're going to complain about him. That's just how I feel. I don't complain about him. I just complain. Here's when I complain. I complain when mothers or even fathers complain about that other person. You knew he wasn't crap when you was with him. So why do you expect him to be crap now? You knew he wasn't no good.
He's
not
a
part of it.
That's not necessarily true, man. You just spoke on
Andy, I'm going to tell you why I know it's true. Because just about every woman I've met has always know about a brother. And first thing she said, it's going to be all right. He ain't like that for real. Then when he shows his true color that he really is, because you done seen the signs. The warning sign to say he ain't crap. You know when you see it on a person that she ain't crap. You know when you look at a chick, you know when she a hoe. You can tell. You can look at
it.
Okay,
not necessarily true.
Not
necessarily true.
You know
that
ain't no good.
Dude, I got a big difference with you. Because bottom line, here's the thing. You make that statement.
Uh-huh.
But you touched on something earlier when you said, and I quote, these are your words, brother.
I am.
The things that the other says, we think about that too. Understand this. If a girl who you digging, who you with, you done made a child with, y'all have an issue. She says, well, you know what? It's not yours. And then 6, 7 years later. Well, here's the thing. Something got y'all to that point. You can't say that she wasn't shit in the beginning. She can't say you wasn't shit in the beginning. That's why this child support thing is so jacked up. Because no one has ill intentions. I'm not a baller. I don't know what you do. I know what Andy does. But what I'm saying to you,
father status or not, in the beginning, not many go in thinking, I'm going to fuck this dude or I'm going to go get some of that, make a baby, and then I'm going to get this bread. No one had, not a lot have that thought. So
stop,
you can't
no,
say
no,
that. Well, you knew, no,
Andy,
it's
Andy, can I ask you?
I ain't even that kind of woman.
I
ain't
even talking about you being a
bottle.
Wait a minute.
No,
Can I ask you a question?
Okay, I'm
putting it like this.
What's the question, bro? Talk to me.
Okay. Like most of the women when I meet them, the first thing they say, because I'm good with my word, and even now that I don't even do that stuff anymore. But back in the day when I was coming to ladies and stuff, the first thing I say about was, are you a player? You know why
they met you with the same shit that you was bringing. Don't hate on that. They met you with the same game that you was.
I'm asking you, I'm just saying.
Let him say.
If you really pay attention, you can tell if somebody's no good. I'm not saying you're going to say, man, I want to go get this chick a baby and mess her off. No, but you know when a person is no good because you get the, you know it. If you listen
okay,
to that, your first mind, you know when they ain't no good.
Let me ask you, based on what you know that they're no good,
why do you take the time to interject and put yourself to make yourself a part of that person who's no good? Why even give it to them?
You want to
I'm
going to
be honest with you. If I had to answer that question, I would be rich, but I promise you we do it. We see people, we know they ain't no good, but we like what they look like. They are pleasing to the eye, but we're not paying attention to what they say. We're not really paying attention to what they do, but we looking at them. Oh, she's real fine. She's real sexy, but we're not paying attention to what she says and what she does. And if we paid attention to what people say and what they do all with,
exactly.
We wouldn't have half the problems we have, honestly.
Hold on.
I don't know what y'all thinking about this, but the folks who are listening on the line who ain't chimed in yet, don't ever doubt this again. Don't ever doubt this again. 646-727-3279. I promise you. This is about to be to take over the best show in all of internet radio, and we're making it happen and proving it each and every Tuesday. Nicole, go ahead with it.
Okay, he's talking about, yeah, somebody you meet somebody like this. My thing was when I had a child with, when I finally had my son, this was a man who was exceptional with his children. That was one of the attractions. My ex asked me, he was like, what's so wonderful about this dude? I was like, well, he's so child-oriented. He does so much with his children. If I were to ever have a child with this man, I know what he would be like with his children. That's not
can
the
I
case.
Ask you can I
yes.
ask you a question, Trey?
Ask me a
did
question.
You ask him
Go
if
ahead.
He want, did you ask him if he wanted children when y'all got together?
Did I ask him did he what?
Want children when y'all got together?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he wanted to raise a child with one woman in a household. He wanted to have more children. He specifically said that. And I specifically told him that I don't want any other children. I've only saved my body parts so I can have another child with a man that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. I don't want any other children, but if I find that dude to change my mind, then I'll go ahead and have another child because I didn't want to do it. But
so were y'all
I saw
married when you got together?
Wonderful he was with his children. I was like, wow, this man is phenomenal with his kids.
Hey,
he is
hey,
such
dude.
A jerk. Yeah.
Were y'all married when y'all got together?
No. And in fact, I've never been married.
So,
I've been engaged several times.
And then you got an idea for your next show, boy. Absolutely.
Hey,
the thing is,
I'm not married.
Real quick,
yeah. I just want to say that, no, it's not that nobody has wanted to marry me. I'm exceptionally terrified of marriage, very terrified of marriage. So
okay.
It's not about
that
he wasn't my husband. It's just that, okay, I got in this situation. This man is wonderful with children. I ended up pregnant. I see how wonderful he is with his kids. He's going to take care of mine. So you can't say that you knew this person was this type of person coming into the relationship. You can't judge a person off of another relationship. It never works that
Tracy,
way.
But Tracy,
now,
you
now,
said
hold
it yourself.
On, hold on.
When y'all got together, you didn't want
no,
to
no,
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 kids.
No, no, no. Her name is Nicole.
Wait a minute,
I'm Tracy.
Wait a minute.
Nicole, Nicole, you even said it yourself. When you got him, you didn't want no more kids unless you was with somebody you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
And I thought
okay.
he was that man. I did.
Okay. Now, hold tight. Hold tight. I got to get to the phone lines are hot and my computer's getting warm and things are
all
out
right,
of control over here. I know y'all love it.
Well, stop talking
I'm
about it and do it. Hit the button.
I need a woman.
Wait a minute, Nicole. Oh, calm down, sweetheart. These ladies, see, this is what kills me. The ladies sit back and they let her take it. All from these men.
I want a man.
And that's cool. Hold on, Nicole. Nicole, calm down. Fellas, calm down. I have another gentleman
that
wants to chime in, and I'm
going
to have to get my foot forward to call the whole fight. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, I spent a great deal of time with my man, Big Husky, and Bobby Hill this weekend. We did some great things at Prairie View A&M. If you saw the pictures on Facebook, the entire project is off the chain, helping these young children out. Let them learn more about higher education.
Okay.
And one of the people that put this together was my man, Coach Bobby Hill, who's on the line right now. Bobby, talk to us. What's going on, man? Child support.
Hey, man.
Who gets the benefit? What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? Y'all all right? Well, I ain't going to ask y'all all right. I already pretty much know. What's good, man? What's good, Husk?
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's good, A. Brown?
Man, everything is fantastic. I got ball players, I got teachers, I got instructors, and I got mamas on the phone. Who says
oh,
we ain't
Lord.
In this wherever we are?
Well, you got the North. Oh, wow. that child support thing, man, that's a touchy subject for a lot of people, man.
Let me ask you this, because I just got a text message on my phone that says most women want to increase child support just because their man won't give them none no more.
Hold on.
That's a lie.
Hold on. Hey, Brown.
I'm sorry.
You want me to stick on that?
If you won't mind.
Yes.
Hey, Brown.
Me
too. Hey, Husky, do we talk about?
You can answer that real quick. Just say true.
Hey, I'll say this because I know probably one person is listening, but I will say this. There is some truth in that. I will say that because, and just to let you know, I'm a father, and I actually have two kids. And, sometimes the parent can be very vindictive when you say the word no. They can be like, okay,
really?
Since you said. Once you say no to them, they take it personal. Like some women,
you're giving me a bad rap. That's not
no.
the case. Y'all giving me a bad rap.
No, Nicole, we love you. Nicole, we love you, girl.
You better love me. I bet that's Tracy.
Focus later. Yes, we really love you. You got warning all on your forehead. Wow.
Okay.
This is by no means, you know, that all these men are jumping and piling up on Nicole like that.
But that's what
oh, not at
right.
all. Not at all, unless
oh,
we all in the same location.
Thing is, I'm
not at
average.
All.
Woman. I'm not the average.
This has nothing to do with Nicole. I have no problem with Nicole. I don't even know her. So this has nothing to do with Nicole.
Nicole,
okay.
we would never.
Women. I have a
Nicole,
vagina
Nicole,
like the
lady.
Women you talking about. I have a vagina.
Understand, lady.
Okay.
Understand this.
We would never pile up on you unless we were all in the same location. That would never happen.
I wouldn't even allow it. I wouldn't even allow it. You couldn't even get it. I'm a little too
I'm just messing with you. Let it go, lady.
I'm just saying. I'm a little too busy for that. But okay. Okay.
Pinky little.
No, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it, baby. You couldn't do it. So, my thing is, not every woman is like the women you describe, and I'm the perfect example of that woman, because I don't say child support as a vindictive nature, as a way to get at a man, as the way to get to a man, a way for a man to love me. That's all bullshit. I'm about my children. It's about
I love you, Nicole. And I ain't
love you too, baby.
Wow. Real talk.
Folks, I got to let y'all know, this is, I mean, the show is hot. I told y'all, it's hot like fish grease up in here. This is one of the hottest internet radio shows all across the country where you can chill out wherever you are and listen, log in, learn something fantastic, and hear real minds come together. Now, I just encourage you all, if money's the issue right now, y'all know it's tax season. So for fast taxes and making money back, you know, refer some business. It's not too late to get your money back.
Hold on, bro.
As for Nancy, now check it out. Nancy wants you to give her a call. 214-778-7927. She's in Dallas, Texas, off Midway and 635. Give her a shout. It is tax season. Some folks think it's all about the money. But if it is about the money, go get the taxes done and put a little bit more back in your pocket.
Excuse me, Andy? Andy?
Talk to me.
Yeah, I just want to make one real true point. Most people that pay child support, especially if they're paying back support, they don't get no damn taxes. So understand that. Sandy, I'm sorry, baby. I'm pretty sure you do good at your business. But the people that pay child support don't get no damn tax money.
That's got to be damn Tracy. You ain't got no damn
and I
you know
this, I don't know this, if y'all listened to the show earlier. I'm not restricted to or limited to pay a specific amount for child support. I support my child.
Crazy.
I do what I do. Now, check it out.
What I want to know is how much do you get off that advertising? What's your cut, bro? Yeah, Mr. I don't pay child support. Yeah, we really loving you right now.
I know, but you can't. That ain't your business. You can't ask them that. That ain't right.
But we do have another.
We with the grammar. We do it
like
all greasy. We keep the greasy. We do as a greasy.
Absolutely. I got to take the time to get back to the phone lines, folks, because they hot, and I got to cool them off just a little bit. I got folks just chiming in from Louisiana that wants to go ahead and make some noise. We're talking about child support. You know, who gets the benefit? And the ladies are going to represent to help Nicole out tonight, okay? The ladies are going to chime in. I got Ashley and Keisha that's sitting on the line right now. What's up, folks?
Man, cut them off. They're my baby mamas.
I wanted to speak on the whole child support as far as who benefits. Me personally, I have three kids, and I'm not married, Nicole, so I honestly feel where you're coming from, because sometimes you do get into a relationship and it doesn't turn out the way you expect it to. And I don't blame these men at all. One man is incarcerated, who my sons are for, and my other my daughter's father, he's still in her life.
Yeah.
Great father.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is,
mm-hmm.
nobody benefits from child support but the state. If you ever
Thank
even
you.
Think about
Thank
this,
you.
Guess what? Because guess what? The state's going to get there first before anyone
yeah.
gets anything. The state's going to get them first. And before, and if most women, you have some women that who will not press them on child support
mm-hmm.
and still expect for these men to go above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? Well, some men do and some men
yeah.
don't. You know what I'm saying? But I do agree with you. You can't expect a man to be a man, and you can't make a man be a father.
You can't force it.
He's not ready. But as far as a woman having to be a hoe and going through all of these vindictive ways so far as to get this man and to get this money, listen, believe me, there are more services that you can get more money out of than child support, whatever will help you with. I'm a witness to that.
Keisha, what did you just say? You can get more from what now?
Other benefits?
A whole lot of services that will provide you with more money than child support ever would.
You know what? And here's the thing, Keisha. I'm so glad you said that. Because when the states provide you, because I actually had to go through a little bit of that until I made a threat. When the states provide the mother with child support or health, I mean, not child support, but stamps, health care, housing, when they do catch your black ass, when they do catch that responsible parent or that parent that went missing or that parent that's down locked up, they will tear your ass up.
Say
Keisha gets like $1,200 from this. No, I ain't gonna say $1,200. But let's just say Keisha get a grand from the state in total
okay.
expenses, right? Total financial package, she gets a grand a month. Okay.
Yes.
Say I'm the baby daddy. When they catch my ass, say they set my now check this out. This is what she's saying so true, because when they catch me, and I ain't gonna say catch me, but when they get a hold of me, and I'm ordered to pay, say, like $600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm ordered to pay $600 a month, and it's only been 3 months that Keisha been getting that state aid. That's $3,000 that I still got to pay the state back, even though she ain't getting but $600 that the state ordered. Trust me. Like I said earlier in the show, and like Keisha just said, the state is the one that really benefits.
You will automatically pay your child support.
Wait a minute.
Okay, if you put your baby on your insurance from his birth, you wouldn't have this problem at all.
Well, see, in the state,
are you listening?
Hold on, wait a minute.
In the state of Louisiana, if there's no policy involved, if you're applying for any type of assistance, and you tell them, I don't know where the father is, he's not helping me. Guess what? They're not gonna ask you. They're gonna press him for child support.
They're gonna pursue it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They're not gonna ask you. I don't care.
My order is from Louisiana, so I know so well how that shit works.
I would say, for the most part, we do call you and say, hey, my son is sick. My daughter is born. Are you going, what's your insurance number? Oh,
Whoa.
Wait a minute. I think we have Keisha on the line also. Is Keisha here?
I'm sorry.
I thought we were just talking
here.
To Keisha.
No, you were talking to Ashley. This is Keisha.
That's Ashley.
So we're about to get the radio host.
We're looking for Keisha.
Yeah. I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
This is
where I'm frustrated with this whole conversation. And I sit back and I listen every week. If the parent is in the child's life and they are there from day one on that birth certificate, it doesn't matter if the state gets the money, because if they were taking care of their responsibility, the state wouldn't get the money and the child would.
It's still involved. That's my point.
What?
That's my point.
They gonna still get.
I'm in Texas. The state gets no part of my money but $25 a year. That's all they get in the state of Texas. $25 a year to process
that. So can I ask you something? Is $25 going to the state or going to you?
It's going to the state.
Okay, now if you got if you got 700,000 to a million people in the state of Texas on child support times $25 a year, my ass, the state is getting some money.
Okay, so
No. This was my original point.
Okay.
Who really benefits? Do you understand, lady, when the child support comes up my check every week, here's how it's set up. Child support, the company, the outside company that processes the paperwork, plus the $2.75 per child for the state.
Okay.
for the order.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, I pay $1,000 a month in child support.
Okay.
Plus another damn, actually, $2.76 per child just for the processing fee. Plus, for HR innovations, another $4.30 per child. That's every damn week. Everybody gets a cut. Now,
okay, but Trace,
I'm not arguing the fact that you need to take care of your child. I'm not arguing the fact that that money helps.
Tracy, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I got my daughter's father off of child support. Guess what we do for the past year? He pays me directly every single month through my checking account. Guess who's not involved? Child support. But guess
this topic is about child support.
Guess where we had a problem 3 years ago? Because we had to have child support involved because he didn't feel like he owed that much. But guess where we are today? We agreed to an amount. Child support is out of the question. He gives me that money directly to my account. So guess who gets that $25 every month? I do. It's about
you're one person that the state don't get money from.
Tracy, it could be that way. If niggas were just, I'm sorry, if gentlemen were just more accommodating to the mother, it could be that way.
Really? If we were more accommodating, okay. To a certain extent, you have a point. To a certain extent, you got a point. If we were more accommodating to y'all, you damn right.
We would not involve child support. They're not necessary. This should be something.
You're right. If we were more accommodating, because if y'all asses disappeared and we had custody of the child, wouldn't be no child support. You are so right, darling. I swear to God. Because I'm in the majority. It's a lot of water around here. Y'all can disappear real quick. Just saying.
Tracy, why don't you have custody of young children so you can get paid child support?
Because my son lives in New Orleans and my daughter lives in Gainesville, Georgia. When I first left school, I was chasing a dream.
And where you
at? That's just what it is.
Okay. Okay.
If my kids lived here in Missouri, in Kansas City, you think I'd be paying child support? Shit. I make billions and getting people to put money on my books, but I wouldn't be paying child support.
Look at this, what it is. We've talked about the aspect from the father. We've talked about the aspect from the mother. You know, help me understand, is there any benefit that the child gets from child support? That's what we want to know right now.
There's a
lot
of benefits.
It helps keep the lights on. It helps feed them. It helps pay for it. It helps pay for private school. It pays for all of that.
Keep going. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I missed something because I had a call. What the hell did somebody just say?
What did you say, Ashley? Go ahead.
Did you go to private school?
I did go to private school.
I didn't.
Hold on.
Keisha was a private school. Yes, she did.
But I wish I did.
Is Ashley on the line? Is Ashley on the line?
Yeah. No. Hello?
You said no? You don't be on the line? Okay. Let me, ladies, real quick. Let's get Ashley. Let's get Keisha. Let's get Nicole. Chime in real quick. How does child support benefit the child?
Okay.
Let's get Ashley, let's get Keisha, let's get Nicole, in that order.
Go ahead, Ashley. Okay.
Hello?
Ashley, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Real quick, sweetheart, in a minute or less.
I didn't go to private school. I went to public school. If my children go to public school, like I said, I mean, if the parents' minds are in the correct mindset for their children, then yes, support does help their children. But you have a lot of women and men that abuse this system, and that's why it's so messed up now. Because not only do you have men on child support, but like you said, you have women on child support, and then you have some women that'll go out, go get an outfit, go get their nails done, and have their children walking around having no snotty looking nails. They're not calling.
and men the same way. You have men around here, you know, buying cars, buying rims, smoking dope, shit, and their kids can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like it's all, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I feel like I have one of the best fathers in the world because I lost my mother when I was young, and he raised me to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? So, and he did it on his own, on a fixed income, working for a school board. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there is nothing that can't be done. Honest.
I can vouch for that. Go ahead. I can vouch for that.
I feel like there is nothing that cannot be done. You know what I'm saying? As far as from a man, a woman, single, together, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's either way, you know what I'm saying? If you're getting child support, then this child is supposed to be support, not the parent, period. But mainly nowadays, like I said, especially in the state of Louisiana, the state benefits first because, like I said, they're going to get theirs first.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I feel like the child benefits because that money helps pay for lights, that money helps put food in their stomach, that money provides clothes for them. I have a daughter, so that money provides money for me to help get her hair done every 2 weeks. Because I want her to be looking fly. It pays for her private school education. Does it pay for everything? No, but it helps, and I'm grateful for it. But I'm the parent, just like several women, that make sure our kids are put together and are educated, and are fed, and are well taken care of, because that is what the state says we're supposed to have to take care of our child.
Right.
I don't go begging for more. If I need more, I ask, and it's given. I can honestly say that my ex-husband is a great father and a distance to our child. Everybody's not out just trying to get money to go get their nails done, to go get their feet done. I have a budget every month. I take care of that because that's the kind of woman I am. So that's my minute and a half spiel. Thank you.
Thank you, Tisha. That was wonderful right there. Nicole, talk to me. How does a child benefit from child support?
That was Nicole.
Well, I mean, as a woman who doesn't, I don't feel like I do benefit from child support because I pay daycare, I pay Girl Scout fees, I pay dance fees, I pay for all of the uniforms for those dance fees. I don't get a benefit from that. All of those things that I do extra for my child, that's what the child support pays for. I had a that accommodated my girls. I had to have a better car. I had to have a bigger house. If I was a single woman by myself, I didn't need the 3-bedroom house with the pool. I didn't need the bigger car. I didn't need the better car. So everything benefited my child. Even, I mean, when I had one child, I was like, dude, I don't need your money. And I got no child support whatsoever for 16 years. But when I had two girls and all of the responsibilities that came with them, I was like, yes, I do need more support. I can't do this on my own. I wish I could have, but I couldn't. It makes a difference from one child to three children. And that father needed to show me more support. So it was only the child. But I do know my sister. My sister loves lavish things. Now, when she got her child support and she bought $500 Louis Vuitton purses, that hurt me because I was like, this is some bullshit. Why is she making us look bad? So I know both sides of the spectrum. Because I know that I went bottom dollar. And I sacrificed myself. I didn't get things for myself to give to my kids. I used my child support money for my children. But I did look at my sister like, why is she doing this? You know, it can go either way. But I know for the most part, I can only speak for myself. And I use my money for my children. But I know other women who didn't. I do.
Okay. Now, hold on, Tracy. We heard that. We got Miss Alberta who wants to chime in real quick before we wrap it up tonight. Miss Alberta chimed in, 646-727-3279 on the online happy hour. Child support, who gets the benefit of tonight's topic? Alberta, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I was listening to the show, and I totally agree with the last speaker. It really doesn't, it's not much. You don't really get much. It's not like they give you a whole stack of money, like $300-$400 a month. Like, for me, in my case, I only get, my child's father's on unemployment, so I only get $52 every two weeks.
Oh, my God.
$52, and I have, you know, I have to put my daughter to school. I have to go to school full-time. I work full-time. So the little that I get doesn't benefit. I don't get food stamp. I don't get Medicaid. Her insurance I have to pay for. I can barely afford insurance myself because that would be so much out of my paycheck. So it's really not, you know, that much. And for a man to say that, you know, oh, it's all about the money, like, you know, you're trying to be spiteful. It's really not the case. You know, at times, I mean, if you consider the fact that I really do need help. When I come home at night, even though, you know, I'm like, even if some mothers, they do spend their money. I'm not going to lie to you. They do spend their money foolishly. Some fathers spend their money foolishly. But at the end of the day, they have somewhere to lay their head. Don't the child benefit from it? I'm not saying, you know, that's how to look at it. But in a lot of ways, the child does benefit out of something. They do benefit out of it. Because if I didn't have the extra money, to extra $50 to put on my gas bill, I wouldn't have hot water. If I didn't have the extra $50 to put on my light bill, I wouldn't have the light. You know? Mm-hmm. My daughter I have to have internet. She has schoolwork. She has other stuff that she needs to do online. I have to have internet. I have to have a computer. I have to have those type of luxuries because nowadays the society demands it, but I try to do the basic necessities without me having to need it so much, so I don't have to ask him out. My daughter's father is not in her life, period. So, you know, I have to. You know, it's not spiteful. I don't think it's spiteful. A lot of women don't really do any help, period.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I definitely thank you for chiming in. Do you think that is something that you deserve as a mother, or is it something that is like, okay, I got to get my hustle on even though I don't have it?
Oh, I don't feel like I deserve anything. I feel like the other absent party has to step up to the plate, and it's an obligation that you have to fulfill. Right. You know, it's not about whether I deserve it or not. It's not even about me, because if
not about
it was up to me, I wouldn't have to deal with him, period. Like, I already told him, don't call me, don't nothing, because you're not there physically. You know what I'm saying? The least you could do, I mean, even if you can't help me, you know, financially, but if you was there to help me in some sort of way physically, that would have been okay with me. But you don't do anything at all, you know, what chances do you give me? Like, how am I supposed to take your feelings and your pocket in consideration? No, I can't do that. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's. I mean, it's tough, y'all. I mean, we know different situations come about. You know, Big Husky said he can see it coming, depending on, you know, who you get. I mean, I don't know your situation, Alberta, if you knew that was coming in or not. But, you know, sometimes, folks, it's hard. I mean, because it's all really about the well-being of the child. And it really causes a lot of unnecessary confusion because the child is the one that suffers, bottom line.
Definitely.
I mean, I know.
They do. They do suffer at the end of the day, because a lot of times, you know, the other party feel like you're being spiteful, you just want to be mean, and it's really not the case. I'm seriously, I really don't care. I don't sleep at night. There's only 24 hours in a day. Not 1 hour is spent thinking about the other person. Not one.
Uh-huh.
And listen, what you do, how you do it, that's you. But at the end of the day, when my daughter's screaming hungry and I ain't got a dollar in my pocket, you damn right. I could call my mom, I could call my dad, but before I do that, I have to look at who's the other person who made her.
I mean, Andy, can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
We're talking about child support, but can you put a monetary amount on when your child comes home, when they didn't win that track meet, when they didn't win that spelling bee, when they need that emotional support with something they've done in school, with something extracurricular, when they've had a basketball tournament that they won and they want you to take them out for pizza and you got to pay for everything? I mean, you know, fathers don't take into account all of those things. Those are things you can't put a price on. Those are things that are valuable. Like when your daughter enters a beauty pageant and, you know, she wins, you know, and the father's not there. You guys are always talking about child support, child support, child support, child support. But what about all the hours I put into that pageant, where I bought that dress, where I went with her to pick that dress, where I was, you know, when I was there, when she cried, when she won that trophy. You cannot. Those times are priceless. And that child support can never cover that. And I don't think people understand that. That when my son, and I just had a son. I have three girls, and I just had a son. And I'm waiting for him to get in the basketball tournaments because I'm a very athletic woman. So when he does all these things, when he does everything that's athletic, he gets trophies for us, and I'm the only one there. Those are the type of things you need your daddy for. You can't put a price on that. You cannot put a price on that. So,
well, I mean, let me just kind of share this with you. I mean, I know y'all, we know that, I mean, it is tough. You made a good point. I mean, I shared this story earlier. You know, 2 years ago, Christmas, for those who don't know, my child doesn't live with me. I had to make, you know, some arrangements. Hey, PlayStation 3s were hot. Everybody had to have one. I was like, well, my son said he wants a PS3. Daddy, let me see what I can make for him. See what I can put in the mail for you, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and the year before that, I told him I was going to come, and I didn't make it because I didn't have the finances available. Money just wasn't right.
Exactly.
You know, for me to go see my son, it costs a good $850, $900, one, you know, round trip to go see it. So that's on the average plane ticket. So I couldn't make it, you know, and I said to myself, I can't make this happen again. I can't let this situation happen. But I don't have the eight right now. I'm about a third close to it, and it's around Christmas. But I can send you the PlayStation. Hopefully it'll get there on time if I put the mail right now. Well, I'm thinking that this is the best thing to do. One of my mentors reached out to me and said, do not do that. Do not substitute stuff for your child. Make sure you get over it. Yeah, we had to figure some things out, you know, put some money together, put a little prayer together, and then decide to do some different things. And Christmas Day, you know, 2009, I ended up flying over to Barbados. And, you know, I flew Christmas Day. I saw him on Skype that morning, said, hey, you know, how you doing?
And that's priceless.
The second one, you have a good Christmas Day, and flew over there that same day. So Christmas night, when I got to the car and he saw me standing there, he held me for a solid 2 minutes straight, wouldn't let me go, sniffing, snotting, crying. And at that moment is when I realized, you know, it takes a little bit more than money. I could have sent the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
But the PlayStation can't take the place of me. Now,
no.
By no means does this make
me
a perfect father. By
that
no means does this make me a perfect father. It's just an example of how sometimes you have to understand it goes bigger than the support.
Than the money.
Any dollar amount I could have sent on, I came with nothing for Christmas, but I came with self. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, sometimes it's not always about the money. Because, you know, the average, you know, somebody want to get their son some shoes, a good $100, $200, okay, cool. I might have to drop some money plus insurance plus the fees of insurance that is going to cost a little bit more. So I feel you on that.
It's
so
about the time.
You understand living.
About the money.
Yeah, it's tough.
My daughter been wanting to go to cheers and so much different stuff after school and everything. I could afford it. It's just, I don't have the time. I have to work. I have to go to school.
Yeah.
Her father is not working right now, but he would not take the time out to take her, to pick her up from school just to take her to a cheerleading practice. I'll pick her up from work when I get off of work. He won't do it. So at the end of the day, I don't have nobody to take her to no cheerleading practice. I could.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
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 The least I'm just asking for help. But you don't want to help in no physical way, so
I don't mean to cut you off, folks. I know this has been a hot topic. We're glad to come back with a part two, another hot continuation. This has been a great show. Bottom line, it's been a great show. I've enjoyed it. I want to thank everybody who chimed in. My man Tracy representing. Dog, we're going to have to continue this or come back to another probably next week if we can. If we can't get back to it and do a little bit more continuation and get a little bit more in depth into it. Nicole, I want to thank you for chiming in. Everybody else who blogged and chimed in, Big Husky, my man Bobby, my cousin Ashley, my friend Keisha, we got to do it big, folks. I got to get off the phone. I got to go to Louisiana, send my shouts out to my family. Rest in peace to my cousin Archie.
bad situation happened this weekend, but we got to take care of our family and come together. It's sad when our family's got to come together for things like this, but, you know, just blessings and prayers. I just ask y'all prayers be with our family. We're wrapping the show up right now. I want to thank y'all for chiming in. Next week, we come back with another hot one, folks. Log in, listen, and learn. My name is Andy Brown. Nice to my family. Go home to my frat. And we gone, folks. Peace out. Let's talk about it later on.